This Shabbos, Klal Yisrael around the world will once again read Parshas Bereishis. Rashi, which stands for Rav Shel Yisrael, begins his commentary on the Torah with a question that seems almost shocking. He asks, the Torah, which is the law book of Klal Yisrael, should have begun with the Pasuk Achodesh Zelechem, which is the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people. But can we really take this at face value? Did Rashi seriously suggest that the Torah should have bypassed the creation of the universe, which is one of the most foundational principles of Jewish faith? Rashi seems to be saying that the Torah could have skipped over the entire Sefer Bereishis, bypassed the creation of the world, the stories of Adam and Chava, the sin of the Eitz Hadas, Noach and the Mabel, Avram and Sarah, Yitzchak and Yaakov, the Shvatim, and begin instead with the mitzvahs? Can that really be? Could we understand Jewish destiny without the world's creation? Without the moral foundation of humanity? Of course not. So we must say that Rashi's question isn't literal. It's conceptual. If Torah means hara, guidance, if Torah means law, then logically, it should have begun with the first commandment. So why does it start with Bereishis Bara Elokim? Why does it begin with the history of the world and the history of the Jewish people? Says Rashi, the reason the Torah begins with creation is to establish a moral truth. The world belongs to Hashem. He created it, He controls it, and He gives it to whom He chooses. That, says Rashi, is the eternal response to all the nations who will one day say, you are thieves. You took the land from us. The Torah's answer is simple and absolute. The entire world belongs to the Creator of the world. When He wished, He gave it to them. When He wished, He took it away from them, and He gave it to us. Rashi's comment was written almost 1,000 years ago. Yet, it could have been written today. Because once again, the headlines echo the same ancient accusation. You stole the land. Israel has no right to exist. From the river to the sea. You are colonizers. And once again, Parshas Bereishis is here to respond. We are not thieves. We are not conquerors. We are the children of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And Hashem Himself gave us this land. How apropos that we read this Rashi this week, a time that coincides with both national heartbreak and hope, as we watch our brothers return home from captivity and those who unfortunately will have to be carried back home. And a day we pray that Hashem bless Klal Yisrael with true and everlasting peace. Rashi's opening words are more than a political argument. They're a statement of Amunah. Before there was Yitzis Mitzrayim, before there was Kriyas Yamsif, before there was Har Sinai, before there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was Bereishis Bara Elokim. That means the world is not random. History is not chaos. There's a creator, and He still runs the world. When we see the darkness of war, the cruelty of terror, the tears of families waiting for news of their loved ones, Bereishis reminds us that Hashem can bring light out of darkness. The same God who said, ye are, let there be light, can create new light in one of the darkest chapters of our history. Each hostage who walks free, each moment of comfort, each glimmer of hope, that is Koyach Masav Higel La'amai. It's Hashem showing His people that He's still the Creator. He's still the Rector of history. He's still the one who holds every human life in His hand. The nations rage, the haters shout, but our answer is calm and eternal. We are not here because of power. We are here because of purpose. We are the nation whose story begins not with conquest, but with creation. And when the hostages come home, when light returns, we will whisper the same words we began the Torah with. Bereishis Bara Elokim. Hashem still creates. Hashem still guides. And His covenant with the Jewish people is as old and unbreakable as the world itself. So as we enter the days of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, days of joy and unity and dancing with the Torah, we remember that this year marks 2 years since that dark day of October 7, a day when joy was shattered, when evil tried once again to erase the light of creation. But the Torah we dance with this week is the same Torah that begins with Bereishis Bara Elokim, the promise that Hashem still creates, He still controls the world, and He still guards the Jewish people. So even as we remember the pain, we still believe the same God who said, let there be light, will once again bring light to His nation. When we be zoiche to see the return of every hostage, and may Hashem comfort every heart, heal and protect our soldiers, and let Klal Yisrael dance this year with shalom and menuchas hanefesh. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Yom Tov.